रस इज मधुर, कृष्ण इज मधुर रस हिमसेल्फ। माधुर्य कादंबिनी, कादंबिनी मीन्स क्लाउड, समूह, मेघ का समूह।
सो मेनी क्लाउड,
क्लाउड बैंक, क्लस्टर्स ऑफ क्लाउड, क्लाउड बैंक, क्लाउड बैंक,
big
bank,
bank, bank.
So many
bank.
Clouds coming together.
Bank of clouds. Cloud banks are called Kadambini. This Madhurya Kadambini. Madhurya means begins from Shraddha, comes to Nishtha, then comes to Asakti and Bhav. And upon bhav, the rush from, the mood from ragatmik bhakta, saptha vatsalya madhu, comes, then it becomes prem, and prem goes up, then it becomes sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, so many things. The clouds here, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has transferred in the shape of bank of clouds. And from them, what?
Rain.
Rain is coming. Rain of mercy. It is so powerful that the air which touches this cloud or the shadow of clouds it flows to the area of Marubhumi, desert, touching these clouds. And when it goes to the desert, all the plants, all the creepers, all the trees, which were dried from roots, new roots came. Sprouts came out and became so but
green.
Green. With fruits and everything, very sweet fruits. Then you can guess that where the rain is coming and going, what will be the stage of that place? Where the rain is going on, and where the rain is coming, a very big bird,
flood
is coming, and it makes everything drowned in it, This is the powerful mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, never given to one, only in these. This is the main purpose of Madhurya Kadambini. I begin.
Go to Manandi.
Hari Hari Bo.
This book has so much great thinking. Is your fellow. So, Karan, Sadhan means ordinary. General person should not read this book. Those who have so much Shraddha, they should read and learn this book. Those who want to do Hari Bhajan, they should actually follow this book. Otherwise, they will not understand. If anyone has Shraddha, Shraddha means Shraddha on his Guru, Shraddha on Guru Parampara, then he should read. Without Shraddha, anyone tells that this book has been made by only Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but no connection with Mahaprabhu and Haridas or anyone. So, actually, Shraddha makes the qualification to read this book. We are honored for our Guru. It is right. But if a disciple of any Guru has no honor for their Guru Parampara, then he has no honor for his Gurudev. Understand? Listen here. Yadi Guru Parampara par kisi shishya ka aadar nahi hai, to iska matlab hai ye Guru par nahi. If anyone not honoring his Guru Parampara, then he also does not
respect
his Guru. But he does, but artificial. He should respect all. Anyone who is doing Harinam, he has not taken any session from anyone, I honor him. Because he is taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna name. So I must honor if I am Vaishnava. And if I am not Vaishnava, then he is depreciated. So anyone, an ant, a hog, pig, it is taking Hari name, chanting Hari name, I should honor. It should not be that he is a bogus person, or he is not my god brother, or he is not in this, our line, he is not in our group. He should be very broad minded. Then he will know this. Anyone Vaishnava comes, anyone Vaishnava, we should come. If he is senior, we should do
Dandavat.
And if he is junior, then? Oh, I'm very welcoming. And gladly talk and this we should do. And if he is our God brother, and very much affected to us, affected
means?
Then? Like this. And if he is Purush and I am Istri, no word but do pranam. They should read this book, otherwise no. So, those who have very deep vishwas, faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lotus feet, and his siksha,
teaching,
they should read this book. Those who have very faith, deep faith in Krishna name, they should read this book. Otherwise, no. There are so many sadhan bhakti. There are so many kinds of sadhan bhakti. Samadam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, pada sevanam, arsanam, vandanam, dasakhyatmanivedanam, Except this, all there are so many. These are nine kinds.
64.
There are 64. It may be
more than
that. Beyond nine, to do pranam to Vaishnav, this is also. In that, it has not been told. To regard Tulasi, to regard Mahaprasadam, to regard Nirmalya of Krishna, to take Charanamrita, to serve Charanam, all kinds of. Also to honor for cows, honor for Vrindavan, or any dham where Krishna has done any leela. So, there are so many sadhana. But among them, Krishna nam sadhana is
topmost.
Krishna nam, to chant Krishna nam and to take the ashraya of Krishna nam, shelter of Krishna nam. Does not mean that we should not hear Harikatha. Only chant, chant, chant. If Harikatha is going, I will give
cotton.
Yes.
Or
I will do pranam and go up.
Yes.
This does not mean. We will not take Mahaprasadam. It does not mean. We will not honor our Gurudev. It not mean. Doing all things, but thinking that Nam is himself Krishna. And by name, everything will be done. What we want, Krishna Prem can be done. But originally, and first, we should have to hear Harikatha. What is name? How to take name? Everything you should have to adopt. Mahaprabhu has given only this picture, which Shastra of. Where is this Shastra? It came from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and written in Chaitanya Charitamrita and also explained there and in the books of all other Goswamis. From authentic books, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing. Haridas Thakur was second his birth in a Muslim family. He born in a Muslim family. And in Buran Gram. After some time, he began to chant Hari name automatically. No introduced by any guru or anyone. For the past previous birth sanskar, he used to say, automatically. And giving up his house, home, nearby place, he made a kutir means
cottage,
and he began to live there. He used to take some. Thakur is telling that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has selected Amatukhalat. He has selected some Bandhukara. Are you Pagda Deva? Some qualified person like Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raya Ramananda, Swarup Damodar, Advaita Acharya, Sarvam Bhattacharya. And by them, he has reached our whole India. Especially those who are qualified for a special thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave uttardaitva responsibility on them. Like Haridas Thakur used to chant three lakhs then, so he made him Namacharya. Sarup Damodar was very expert in all kinds of siddhanta, especially Raganuga Bhajan. And so he gets the whole responsibility of this thing on Sarup Damodar. And under him wrote Sanatan, Jeev, Raghunath and all others. He gets them, and they wrote so many books. They established temples and all things in Vrindavan, in everywhere. He gets the responsibility of preaching on Advaita Charya and Nityananda Prabhu. That is all over there. He gets the responsibility of Raganuga Bhakti also on Raya Ramana. He was so expert. Likewise, he divided the responsibility of all these things on qualified person. These facts have been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Especially he writing on Haridas Thakur that he was Namacharya. He used to say usually daily 3 lakhs and with so much regard. He was expert in Nam Siddhanta also. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri and he was sitting alone on the bank of sea on the in evening. Sun was setting, the rays here.
The sun was, the sky was become red.
Away, and whole sea was covered with red gulal. As Krishna gave gulal in the mouth of gopis and moon gifts in Prakriti. Prakriti means?
World.
Prakriti means? What?
Universe.
Planet. Nature. And all nature was colored with red, with kumkum. Like this, whole sea was covered with red color. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting and doing Hare Krishna Hare. In the same time, Abhay started singing. Haridas Thakur came there and he fell on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was weeping and called and gave his hands for the heads of Haridas Thakur and told, I am so anxious for the worldly unconditioned soul. They are in the shape of trees, creepers, while waste the animals of sea, animals of land, and those who cannot walk like mountains, rivers, they are also souls. And the souls in Mohammedans, Christians and all others, they do not know who is Krishna, what is Jeev, what is, what to do our duty. So I am thinking that how they should be
saved.
Then he told Haridas Thakur, yes, don't worry for me. So why? Because I know that you have preached names kirtan loudly, to do loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I'm thinking that you have started also Nagar Sankirtan, by which all Vaishnavas go to everywhere. Along is going with 2, 3, 4, 5 lakhs. And they will go to see, to forest, to one village, to another village, one city, to another city. And they will chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And all the cows and the ox, lions, tigers, deer, serpents. What?
Scorpions.
And every person, whether they will be of any caste and creed, they will hear, listen. And by listening, yet they will be. Go to where? To Krishna and serve Krishna. If anyone chanting, chale pakha. What?
Is anyone chanting?
Chanting in mind? If he chants, not loudly, but sun is moving, then it will be 100 times better. And if it is done by sound, that others may be near here, then it will be more 100 times. And if so loudly, Hare Krishna, that for a long distance it will be heard, then it will be thousands and thousands and more better. So you have done. By what? Look at here. You have begun kirtan, established kirtan. And after that he, Mahaprabhu told, if anyone wants to practice Hari name, how he should take name? Then he told that there is Namabhas, there is Nam, there is Suddhanam, there is Vishuddhanam. There are so many kinds of Hari Bandhakara Kusalam. There are so many kinds of names. But real name is with love, affection, and by having initiation from Abhandakara Natadek Sarp Mardin, Yasaidha Raja.
Having bona fide Gurudev.
Gurudev, and taking initiation from him, and with relation, Sambandha Gyan, we should take. He told that what is Namabhas, what is Shuddha name, what is bona fide name. He told all this. What is the meaning of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna? Each letter, Ha, Re, Krishna, Ha, Re, Krishna, increase Ka, Re, Tu, Shna, Sha, Arna. Each have a different meaning. Goat, so So, in this book he has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked and he has replied. And like Raramanand was asked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked and he replied. And it came in the whole world here. So Chaitanya Chaitanya, so Raghunath Das Goswami, so Krishna Das Goswami. Now we are testing the proof. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has collected it from Chaitanya Chaitanya and all other bona fide books, and he has given in one book like Hari Nam Chintamani. Chintamani means? What is the meaning of Chintamani?
Jewel.
A jewel.
That anything you touch it will turn into
anything will be desired, he will produce at once. So this is, it is Chintamani life. It can grip even Krishna prem. Radha prem, Gopi prem also it can be. So he has given all the sadhan pranali. What is meaning? Process of taking Harinam and the sadhan process. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has collected all these things and he has given. Now you are beginning. Where is Shamla and Brinda and all others?
FRL, police officer. They all went to police station.
All? At first, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, Gadai Gauranga Jaya Jahan Namajivan. He is getting Jaya ka kya hoga? He is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, combination of Krishna and Radhika, inner side Krishna, upper side Radhika. All the parts of the Krishna body is covered with the all parts of Srimati Radhika's body. Also their moods are also combined. And then you have become in the shape of Chaitanya. So he is glorifying him. Also Jannava Jivan. Jannava? The Shakti of Nityananda Prabhu. So Jannava Jivan means Nityananda Prabhu. He is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. Sita Bhati Advaita. Sita husband. Advaita Chara. And also Srivas Adi Bhaktavan. Srivas, Gadadhar Pandit, Raramananda, Sarup Damodar, all. His glorifying to all. Why? That I am beginning this book for the welfare of all cardinational
Srivas.
So their mercy should come to me that I could can end this book. And I can write the mood of Haridas Thakur here and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without this, anyone cannot enter in Bhakti Riddle. Once I told you that Lamanas Jaladhitire Nilachala Mandire Daru Brahma Purusha Pradhan. On the bank of Nilas ocean, Nil Mane yellow, blue ocean, where currents are coming repeatedly. There is a very big temple, Jagannath temple, and in it Daru Brahma, Purna Brahma, Daru means wooden. But he is Brahma, in the shape of wood, but not wood, in the shape of. And he is full, what? Full,
complete.
Full God. God. Himself God, personality. Sakshat Daru Brahma, full Pradhan, Jagannath. He has come from Golok Vrindavan to save conditional souls and to give his blessing to all. And so he is called Pati Pavan. To the persons they want to fulfill their worldly desires, easily he throws to them. And those who want moksha, he also gives moksha. Moksha are of two kinds. First, to become, to give up all worldly desires. And asakti in world, asakti?
Attachment.
Attachment, worldly things. This is moksha and to annihilate in God, nirvisheshwar. This is of one kind. And secondly, moksha is to have the service of lotus feet of Krishna. These two kinds. In this dham, dham ka kya hota?
Dham
abode.
Holy place.
Abode.
Abode. Holy abode.
Abode.
Radha and Krishna together being Govinda, taking sannyas, leaving his mother and very beautiful Kishori Vishnu Priya, sleeping Hari Bol, Hari Bol, came to this holy place by the order of his mother. And one reason was that if I go to Vrindavan, all will know that I am Krishna. To have this fact, I am simply a Gauranga, the son of Jagannath. Anyone will not know me. So I should hide here and save all world. Why? He will come to Vrindavan and then it will be discovered that he is not, he is Krishna. Because when he will come here in Vrindavan and see Yamuna, Giriraj Govardhan, deers of Vrindavan, kakus of Vrindavan, and dancing peacocks here, keka, keka, kiyolare, so it is Giriraj. What? He will at once become like Krishna. Radhika mood will go away. So everyone will know that, oh yes, he is Krishna. That is why very cleverly he took the order of her mother and went seaside in Jagannath. Understanding something? So he came in the disguise of a sannyasi there. Actually he was not sannyasi. He was dhutta, kapati, kapati? Kapati?
Hypocrite.
Pretender. And great teacher. That is why he stolen the beauty of Srimati Radhika and the mood of Radhika and cheated all. In the same way, there were so many reasons to come to this world, to establish Yuga Dharma, to change the most of Daita Dana, devil, like Jagai Madai, like myself, and so many. And he went to south and he changed the modes of all persons. They began to do Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They became all Vaishnavas. So this is Yuga Dharma. And he lived in the house of Kashimis, the guru of the king Satapurusha. He called his work from various parts of India, from Bengal, from Utkal, from Deccan in South India, and from other parts. Haridas Thakur ran away from Bengal. Sarup Damodar became mad and at once came to Puri in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raramand left his all
governorship
and everything and became mad and he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sivas Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, Rupa Sanatan, and all Vaishnavas from everywhere. They were what?
Magnified.
And living every job and everything. Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy to all. He told his Harikatha in so many ways. In hidden way, he gets so many things, bhakti siddhanta, in the heart of Raramana, and again he took it and became a Ratnakar. Ratnakar means ocean of jewels. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a very deep mood, chanting Krishna, 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 Ram Radha, Ram Radha, Ram Radha, Krishna. And his heart was coming so high. His big heart seemed that there is nothing in his heart, everything had come out. Here he came by the way of Siddhabakul. Siddhabakul is in Puri, near Gambhira. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this place, this bakul tree, and told him that you should make a hut here and you should be here. And from there you will chant Hare Krishna and I will be here. One day he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you tell me how all these conditioned souls will be liberated and they will have this service of Krishna? Haridas Thakur took the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his lap and he began to weep bitterly. And he washed the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his ears. Mahaprabhu became so much. He became
hair standing on end.
Hair standing, pulaki. And his throat was began to
sukta.
He answered the question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how the conditioned soul will be liberated. I'm so worried for this. Haridas Thakur, by being so standing here, chokta. What?
Voice
chokta. And tears in eyes, hands fold, holding hands, having the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that, O Prabhu, your passions are so deep, anyone cannot understand. You dance whole world like a shepherd, having the thread in your hands. All are seeing that puppets are dancing, but not they are seeing that anyone is doing so. You can do hundreds of start fall by one thing. You can show in a one bird, in
arrow.
One goli, and arrow so many birds. I am Akinchan. Akinchan means?
Nothing.
Nothing. You are Akinchan? I am Akinchan. I am Sukinchan. Not Akinchan. He is Akinchan. His pocket is so heavy. My pocket is something. We are this thing. We are not Akinchan. Haridas Thakur was Akinchan. Mahaprabhu was Akinchan. Rupa Sanatan were Akinchan. If anyone gets something, he gives it to Jamuna or in the sand, throwing everywhere. And I collect it and give him back. No? So if anyone wants to do bhajan of Krishna, he should be like. Also, I have no wisdom. Wisdom, you know, buddhi. No good mind, no vidya, no education, no wise, nothing I have. Only your lotus feet are every samsara, nothing else. He is telling that if you want to serve Krishna, be surrendered to Krishna fully. Having nothing, what you have, you have to give everything in the lotus feet of Krishna. No buddhi, no vidya, nothing. Like Haridas. He has not gone to his school. He has not gone to anywhere. He has the society of Raghunath Das Goswami, Jadunandan Acharya, Advaita Acharya, and like that. Nothing. So if we want to do bhajan, we should be like that. That is why we are not proceeding towards bhakti. Why? We are not asking. We have so much wisdom. We can discuss anything. We know everything.
I don't know anything. I can't discuss anything.
And that is why we are so clever. So bhakti is not common. If there is, anyone is clever, wise, having so many money, everything, then he will nothing. Prabhu bole, ehen ajogya jane prasna kariya karan. Why you did prasna? Why did you question me? Question it. But if you, what?
Empower me. Give me your...
Empower me. And you bless me. And bestow your mercy. Then I can tell anything by your mercy. Otherwise I cannot. So, Prabhu, I'm telling something that you have given in me. And you kindly hear me. But today. Why you have questioned me? Because I don't know, I cannot answer. But you are flying Prabhu. You are handsome. The whole personality of Godhead. And you have come to know this. Only to
propagate Nam Sankirtan, save, liberate souls.
Mukti from the leaders of this world and the shelter of your lotus feet has come. Collection of verities, good